This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cubs win. Gordon Whittenmeyer taking you inside the Cubs clubhouse.
Cubs win.
Chicago Cubs.
The Chicago Sun-Times. Gordon Whittenmeyer.
Sports Radio 6-7 of the score. Gordon Whittenmeyer covers the Cubs for the Chicago Sun-Times. Good morning, Gordon.
Morning, Gordon.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great to talk to you. Are you heading to Vegas on Sunday? How are you going to handle this?
Yeah, I'm getting there as early as I can. Staying as long as I can.
Nice.
And we'll see if I don't imagine I'm going to have much to do covering the Cubs there, though.
Well, that's a very interesting point, because we've been discussing it, and this whole idea that Theo is lying in the weeds, and guess what? Chris Bryant went to the Vegas Knights game.
I think people want to believe
Bryce Harper.
That. They want to believe he's lying in the weeds. They want to believe he's bluffing. What do you believe?
You know, that's an easy conclusion to come to. And especially when you want to believe that, and especially when they're in this competitive window that they are. But it doesn't take a math genius to figure out where their payroll is right now with the players that they have commitments to. It's over $200 million when you count the arbitration eligible guys, and that doesn't even get into any even low-level additions they might make, or the 0-3 guys. So you're talking about shooting past the luxury tax threshold, before you even blink. So there is a very real franchise record payroll that you're staring at right now, and they have operated under budgets. And the other thing to remember is Theo generally has been relatively, he likes to say transparent. I wouldn't say it's been completely transparent, but as baseball executives go, he tends not to mislead the fan base and the public. So, I believe it. And talking to some of the people in the organization, this is not just a public stance. This is where they are. Now, does that mean that he won't get something done? It's going to take moving salary. It's going to take being creative. I really don't know how you do that. Every bit of salary on there that you'd like to move that wouldn't cost you in a baseball sense is salary that's immovable. You know, you can start with Tyler Chatwood and go to Jason Hayward and just keep the list going if you want.
Let's talk about that transparency for a second here, Gordon. So the news about Brandon Morrow, I think your first reaction is, oh boy, the Cubs are going to be without a closer on opening day. Now they have another big need to fill for a broken offense, and now they have bullpen concerns. The other question you have is, why didn't they do this sooner? And then finally, I think you're left with, why are we only learning this now? It happened 30 days ago.
Okay, well, the last two questions are really the biggest ones. So the reason it took until November to do this is because they went into the offseason believing that it was just a matter of rest. The stress reaction bone bruise hadn't gotten to the point where they were worried about it becoming a stress fracture, and he had been shut down already, and their indications were that it was getting better, so the idea was, well, he's not going to have to throw for months and then he should be fine. They got to the point where a month in, 3 weeks in, and it wasn't progressing to Morrow's satisfaction in terms of how it felt. It didn't feel normal to him. So then they took the next step, and then they did what they did with Darvish. It's not exactly the same. I mean, it's the same procedure, different debridement specifically, but they just went in there and had a look at it, you know, physically had a look at it. And the reason that we didn't get told about this at the time, Theo says we didn't ask about it at the GM meetings, and obviously he doesn't want to divulge anything if, you know, divulge a greater need when he's going out and checking out the prices on the market. But I thought we did ask him, but he says we didn't. I certainly don't remember him lying or misleading or anything like that.
Just ignore him.
Yeah. So I know. I mean, shoot, the first night at the GM meetings, we talked to him for almost an hour, and then it was about a half hour 2 days later, kind of doing a bit of a wrap up. And I know there were a lot of details in there. Maybe we didn't ask him. Maybe because I didn't think there was much of an update there, because all we were told was that he was just going to rest and be fine.
When we hear Year of Reckoning, that has to do with players, right? Is that not about the youth on this team returning to form as opposed to, well, I know Joe was in a Year of Reckoning, but that's...
Yeah, it's really the whole thing. You know, that once again, the coaching staff underwent a change. Joe's in a lame duck season, and we've already heard from Joe talking to Tampa media that he plans to be more hands-on this year. We're going to see roughly the same roster back, at least a lot of the key names, certainly the entire rotation and the hitting core. And the hitting core in particular, I think, is what he's thinking when he uses terms like that. Now, he's also saying it's also us, the front office, it's everybody involved in the team, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, sure it is. But those core players that they've banked on that have some of them have progressed more than others. Some of them took a step back in 17 before rebounding a little in 18. Some of them took a step back in 18. They're going to have to get the job done in a division in a league that's gotten better since they won the championship. And so this is the time. Many of them are moving into their classically prime years, and they need to progress as though that's where they are. And I think that's exactly what he's talking about.
Gordon, how should we interpret the hiring of pitching coach Tommy Hotovy? And since you were talking about pitching, the priority now, I think, is finding a closer. What are their options out there? I know that sounds like they shown some interest in Soria.
Yeah. First of all, Hotovy, he's a respected guy in the clubhouse. People don't know the name much. He did pitch in the big leagues. He's been on that staff for the last 4 years, and he's been traveling with the team, working very closely with Mike Borzello, the strategist, and the pitching staff. They all know him well. He's well-liked and well-respected. So I think if you were to bring a guy of his stature in from another organization, it might be a tougher transition, first-time pitching coach, the whole thing. But them knowing him is going to make a lot of difference. And really, there's a lot of veterans on that staff, too. It's not like a lot of guys need their hands held on that staff. He's been an informational guy. He'll stay an informational guy. And he's a good communicator. So I think that's fine. And when it comes to the closer situation, they bring back Pedro Strop. So that's number one probably on your depth chart going into April. And then the rest of it is just what they can get. Yeah, Soria and anybody out there that's available that can come at a good price for them, whether that's trade or free agency, they were already going to be in the market for bullpen depth. And really, as much as they can acquire within their resources, this has always been the case. It's obviously become more urgent since the Moro surgery, because especially urgent. I mean, they can't afford a slow start in April. We saw what that did to them in 2017, when you could argue that they had more resources, that some of the guys were in better shape to have good years, and eventually they did win that division. If they get off to a slow start in the first half next season, I don't see a finish the way they did in 17.
When we talk about the Cubs players that could be traded or who you would, you know, how you would move someone to get something and all that stuff, the unbelievably weird thing is that Chris Bryant's mentioned, to me, Wilson Contreras just being a catcher. But apparently, Bryant obviously has been hurt, but is Contreras just out of form, out of, you know, are they down on him? Is that it? He doesn't work well with the pitching staff? What's going on with him?
No, look, with him, when you talk about this being a year of reckoning, you can probably put him at the top of the list. This was a guy that has been thought about as highly as almost anybody in the core for over about a year and a half period until about the time he started getting all that All-Star recognition last year. And he tailed off, there were some issues. I don't know if he got a little full of himself. That's how it read to me. But he's still real young, and he's emotional. He's always worn his emotions on his sleeve, which has been a great strength for him too. It's part of his drive. He's got to come in, and you know, here's another thing. He's a genuine guy. I mean, he's a guy that is not afraid of work, and he also is a team guy, and he wants to be great, not just good. And so I think the way he finished last year, he's the classic kind of guy that could be embarrassed by that and sort of rededicate himself in the offseason. I think that's certainly what they need to see. I think they're going to put a spotlight on that and see that's what they're going to that is what they get. Now he's not into arbitration money yet. There's no urgency to, you know, make a long-term decision on him right now. He's got tons of talent. So, you know, you go in with him expecting him to produce and perform and be a big part of a lot of games behind the plate. You also go in with a backup plan, whatever that is. And they're going to go after a veteran catcher this winter too.
Just quickly before we let you go, Gordon, what is the percentage that you will be covering a major trade by the Cubs next week?
A major trade? Probably about 20%. Major trade over major free agent signing. I would guess, just because a lot of stuff tends to move at the winter meetings, I'd be a little surprised if nothing happens. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be shocked at all if nothing happens. I mean, it's kind of in that small percentage range. They could lay the groundwork for a lot of different possibilities and then start picking off a couple things after the meetings. I don't see anything really big, though.
Gordon, thank you.
Appreciate your time, pal.
All right, guys, take it easy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.